Hello and welcome to the third chapter. And this is our introduction, another perspective on wisdom and growth. In the face of aging, we have a choice to embrace the wisdom and growth that comes with it, or to resist and mourn our youthful selves. Embracing it opens up a whole new world of possibilities. And this quote is from Sarah Lawrence Lightfoot. And she writes and shares this information in her book, The Third Chapter. In the years between 50 and 75, she says, most adults enter a period of internal and external shifting or self-discovery. It's a time where we reevaluate the spending of our days and have wrestled with and made peace with the losses, right? It's a time of finding meaning, of letting go of fear and embracing risk. Knowing our limits, both physically, emotionally, and mentally, or even intellectually, we can approach our work wholeheartedly and with integrity. We're free to get it wrong and free to dive into a season of new learning. We believe there is a lot we can get right. We're hungry for new things. We're hungry for learning. Somehow we're able to face criticism and are satisfied with bringing our truest selves to our work, knowing we're still growing, still expanding. The unknowing doesn't frighten us, no. We're taking an honest look at aging and realizing there are positives and negatives, beautiful possibilities that sit beside the fact of heartbreaking losses. We're taking an honest look at this time in life and seeing the proverbial glass half full, realizing the truth lies somewhere beyond the middle, that the scales are, in fact, tipped in our favor. We see before us a whole new world. And so I have a few questions for you today as we kind of dip our toe in this kind of material, right? The third chapter, this season between 50 and 75, where we're admitting that we're ready for adventure, admitting that we're ready to grow and are feeling curious and excited about where we are in life and what might lie ahead of us. And so using her term, confessional moment, what would your moment include? What would you say if someone asked you about this season in life? What would you admit to? What kind of new learning are you developing an appetite for? And what are you hungry for? In this season of my life, I have begun to explore yoga and embodied prayer as a new way of satisfying my longing for movement, right? I'm a trained professional dancer, and all my life, movement has been my spiritual language. And as I've gotten older, I've needed another place, another way to embrace that. And yoga and embodied prayer and movement are satisfying that for me. And I'm diving in and I want to know more. I'm hungry. Are you ready to teach and mentor, right? At this stage of life, we know all that God has poured into us, right? We know this. And so we have this storehouse of ability and giftings, and we're ready to teach. We're ready to mentor. I had a conversation with a friend recently, and I said, I think I'm on the road I know it's a little early, but I think I'm on the road to becoming an elder. Like, how sweet is that? What area of service appeals to you? Has a new passion awakened you? In this, your third chapter, are you feeling fiercely inspired? Are you feeling free? Are you opening up to the possibility of a new reality for you, with aging as a season of great flourishing? What could keep this from happening for you? Because I'm mindful that you kind of have to have a sense of emotional space, right, to explore this kind of work. And if you don't have that, that's something we want to work on, right? Finding the space, the emotional space to begin to explore, to spread our mind, to enter into the newness of the season. And so I just wanted to take a few minutes right here. And so if you're in a space where you can sit, or maybe you're standing, just kind of engage your posture, right? Just check in with your body. Check in with your breath. And we'll just enjoy 3 minutes of silence where we maybe reflect on one of the questions. Maybe there was a word that appeals to you or kind of landed in your spirit and you want to think about it for a minute. And so we'll do that now. You can close your eyes, lower your chin, find that comfortable place for your hands if you're sitting, and just dive in. Try to hold on to the stillness we've cultivated. As you float your eyes open and return to this space where we can maybe pray together as we close. God, your word says that wisdom is found among the aged. God, you say you will sustain us, and that with age comes trust in your presence and promise of spiritual renewal. This is a time of liberation, Lord, and we are grateful for it. Make a way, Lord, where and when there is none. Like we said, we do need this emotional space to do this kind of work. And so we're asking for that. Make a way for our flourishing, Lord. Amen.